to the mighty 690 KGGF here on this cold Thursday morning. We hope you're doing well out there today. And we're going to take a break from open line. So, caller, we'll get to you here in just a little bit. But joining us on the line right now is Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And, Becky, I hope you are staying warm out there.
I am. I'm in my nice little warm home. I've got a fire going, and the dogs are all curled up sleeping. So it's good at our house, and I hope everyone is having as good as luck as we are as far as with the heat and the water. I know this is a trying time for people, and I just hope it all goes away as quick as we could blink, but that's not going to happen.
And you're right, yeah.
You got to deal with it. Yeah, you just have to deal with it.
Yeah, it looks like we're not going to get above freezing until next Friday. So,
it's unbelievable.
Now, of course, you know, we've heard predictions anywhere from 6 to 20 inches of snow. But like Alan Crone, he does our morning forecasts all morning. He sent us a short message saying that the storm that's going to cause that is 1,000 miles away in the Pacific Ocean right now. That any kind of totals are just... they're not reliable right now, so it's too far away.
There's a guess anyway.
yeah, pretty much. But he says it's too far away, and that he said, "Do we have the potential for snow?" He said, "Absolutely, we have the potential for snow, but really just can't put any totals on it. We could get 1 inch, we could get 20 inches. Who knows?" So let's hope it's that 1 inch. I don't want 20.
Let's hope so. We can't control it, but at least we can wish for the least amount, I guess.
Stay away.
You know, keeping these animals safe outside, I know, is very trying for people and difficult because some people cannot bring their animals in. And I was at Coffeyville Feed, I believe, yesterday, and I noticed they have a lot of straw. And straw is a good thing to throw out in their dog.
Oh, yeah.
And it does help insulate and old blankets and stuff, but that straw is supposed to be really good. And as I said, if there's just any way possible to bring them in, that's the best thing. And the water freezes almost instantly, and they do drink a lot of water. It's amazing, really, how much water they go ahead and drink, because they're just like us. You know, you get dehydrated.
Mm-hmm.
Cold. But, we've preached and preached about taking care of our pets, and good old common sense comes into play a lot. And I just hope everyone's doing the best they can with their pets. And, you can't dwell on that either. Oh, my goodness. It would be heart-wrenching. So we just think the best, that everyone's doing the best they can, and that's how we go.
Absolutely. I mean, I know it's an old saying. It gets used a lot, but if you're cold, they're cold. Bring them in.
Exactly.
So if you absolutely can. There's like a cat hanging around in my area, but apparently he's found a way under my house. And But here's the thing about it. It's driving me crazy because he'll get under there, and then it'll be like late at night because, cats are pretty nocturnal. I'll be like trying to sleep, and I hear, "Rawr! Rawr!" And it's a boy, so it's not a girl. She's not in heat, but it's "Rawr! Rawr!" And I'm just like, oh my! And there's like, I mean, I love cats. I've told you that.
Sure,
but I'm like,
sure.
I'm like 11 at 39. I just like yelled, "Shut up!"
Yes, there's time for everything, right?
And that time is not to be meowing while I'm trying to sleep. The funny thing is, I yelled that, and I didn't hear anything else after that. So
either
I fell dead asleep and didn't hear anything else, or it was just like, yeah, maybe I won't bother the human anymore.
Well, they do have a way of finding warmth. And
yes, they do.
As I said, you just have to hope the best for all. And
under that house, even though it's not super heated under there, it is dry, so that does help out a lot. And still, it's out of the snow, so while it may still be kind of cold in there, it is some shelter to kind of protect them.
Right. And, the other thing that sometimes we forget about is these cats will have a tendency to look for that warmth. And one of the worst things that they do is get underneath vehicles. And so we kind of remind people, before you take off, you might want to kind of bang a little bit on your vehicle in case they're there, and get them clear.
It's amazing the small areas they can fit in,
And travel. I mean, it's not always a horrible ending. It is in the fact that they get lost. But, sometimes those little critters will get up there, they'll go miles away from home and you know, then you get your designation. All of a sudden, as you say, you hear this meow, and you're thinking, oh, my Lord, I've taken the cat with me. Now what do I do?
Oh, man, no, it's definitely interesting. But, again, just, again, be sure to take care of your pets. Again, please. I don't own this cat. I will let my landlord know I do not own this cat, right, and I'm not letting him in. He's just staying under the house. So,
right.
All right, well.
We, you're in the clear with that.
Yes, exactly. I do not own this pet. I don't own this cat. It's not right. A pet. He just, this one kind of just roams around the area. So.
Sure, and there's a lot of them, and that's, you know, just the way it is. Because if you truly wanted a cat, you would be out the shelter adopting one of our babies.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember, our cats are not, what he say, what did Matt say about our cats? They're not crazy, or they're not mean.
They're very sweet and very.
That's
so.
Right. We only adopt out sweet babies.
Yeah, no, no. You already know if I was allowed cats in my place, I would have been out there first thing, as soon as I could get out there. But again, have you? Did want to ask you a few questions before we get to the chili,
sure.
to the animals that are out there. How did the chili bowl go?
Well, I don't have any figures at this time, but I do know, I called Stacia before we started, because I heard you mention earlier that maybe we'd have some results, and I didn't get anything back from her.
Okay.
I do know that, sales were down. We expected that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just that's the way it is with things. But we sold all the chili that they had, and they even made 30 extra quarts, and those were sold. So they were, you know, when I talked to Jeff and talked to Stacia Stewart, they were really pleased with the way things had turned out. So it wasn't like we were left with, you know, a lot of chili. So that sounded really good. And we so appreciate everyone that went ahead and purchased the chili and helped us, you know, support us through this. Because as I've said, this money is going to go towards our rescue program. And I was talking to Brad about the other day, and before we can transport these animals out, some states want the Bordetella shot. They want them neutered. They want them heartworm tested, because they also, like us, are trying to adopt out healthy animals.
Right.
So that all is a cost to us, but we're happy to do it knowing that this animal is going to a home. So it's something we do. So that's what we've decided to designate this money for. And so as soon as I have any figures, maybe by next Thursday, I'll be more than happy to share with people and let them know how well they supported us. Because it was good. No matter what, you know, if the money contribution was, it's all good. We appreciate it.
Okay, sounds good. Also, obviously, with it being cold outside, donations are definitely greatly accepted, I know, for you guys, because, again, you go through a ton of litter and just toys and stuff like that. And even though it's cold, obviously, I mean, probably need donations just a little bit more right now, right?
We really do, because the animals are being, you know, housed inside more. You know, they usually get out sometime during the day, the big dogs and the small dogs. Not the cats, but the dogs get out, and they do get some exercise. And, of course, as just as you said, they're going out, doing the business, coming right back in. So, therefore, they're in the, you know, they're inside maybe basically 23 hours a day. So we are running through the toys faster because we're trying to keep them stimulated and happy. So we appreciate the toys that come out. We're also, you know, donations are down because people can't get out in this weather, nor do we want them to. But if you are out and you decide you want to do something, we've had to purchase dog food more frequently than we have in the past because we're just going through it. And so if anyone wants to really know what we truly, truly would love to have, and that would be dry dog food. We are going through it, and the puppy chow, because we've got some puppies now. So we really like to give them that good extra food that puppy chow has in it, or nutrients, whatever it is. We really try to do that. So speaking to Brad, he said, dog food, boy, we're just going through it, and we purchase more than we usually do. I asked him about, you know, we get all kinds of variety, and we understand that. But when we purchase it ourselves, we like that Purina, or we like Pedigree brand. Seems to have more good things in their form. We don't seem to have as much waste, you know, with the food. So anyway, that's just some suggestions. Kitty litter, as you said, yes, that's ongoing. But we understand it's rough weather, rough times right now. But if anyone's wanting to donate, please bring it out. We would certainly appreciate it. Our hours are going to be you know, really off this next few days.
Right.
It's so very, very cold that Brad is really stressing that if there is an animal, a dog or a cat, that you are interested in, please make contact with him first, because they're not staying there those regular public hours, because it's just too cold for really people to come out, and we can't really let them out walking the dogs. It's just a rough time right now. So please contact Brad if there is a dog or a cat that you are interested in, and he will make arrangements the best he can. But we just don't want people driving out there and then we're not there. That's not, you know, that's not good for anyone. So.
Right, exactly. We started last week with the doggos, so let's start with the cats this week out there at the shelter. And who do we have out there?
Well, if you were able to adopt, I could probably almost guess which one you would take home. We only have 6 available right now, but that's okay with us. We like those small numbers.
Right.
We still have Span. Spick was adopted, but we still have Span, and she's gray and a black tabby and about 3 months old, loves to play, and she's just a sweet cat. I will say, it's not as gloom and doom as I made it sound. We have had some adoptions. We had a kitten that was adopted yesterday. We had Butter, that's one of the dogs, was adopted. And then Dino was adopted. So it's not been all bad, but, you know, it's just down. But anyway, and then the other cat we have is Midnight. And Midnight is a neutered male, short hair, black, very sweet boy, and just kind of more laid back. He'd make a nice inside kitty. Now, the ones that I was thinking about for you, we've got 4 kittens that are now ready to be adopted out. They're 4 to 5 months old, 3 girls and 1 boy. And the girls are a tiger stripe with white on them, and their names are Diamond, Glitz, and Jim. And then the boy, there's a male, and his name's Chuck.
Nice.
Okay, now, Brad, I get the, you know, Valentine's Day, the glitter, the diamonds, and all that, but I said, Chuck? He said, well, let me, and then he described him. He sounds kind of like a character. He's yellow. And he said he's beautiful, you know, the yellow stripe, beautiful. He's got the tuft of hairs that come up on the top of his ears. And when he walks, he holds his tail over his body, and then it curves up. He said he is so elegant when he walks. It's just really cool. And he said he's probably the most affectionate of the 4 kittens. So I'm thinking, well, now, see, Kyle, that if you could, that might be the perfect.
That probably would be the cat for me, because I love the kitty. I love the cats that just come up and just always want to rub on you. Yeah. And
the way he was walking, and I'm thinking, yeah, that, you know, he's pretty sure of himself. So, but those are the 4 kittens, as I said, that are now available for adoption, and then the other 2 cats. So, If that sounds interesting to anyone, please give Brad a call, and he'd be more than happy to make arrangements with you to come out and look at our cats.
El Gatos.
Excuse me?
I said El Gatos.
Okay. And then dogs. Okay, we've got Hopper. Now, a lot of these names are going to be very familiar, but that kind of means that maybe, you know, we haven't had a great deal of new animals coming in, so that's kind of nice in a way also that we've kind of just maintained our group, but we'd sure like to get this group into a permanent home. So we have Hopper. The first thing you'll notice about Hopper, happy-go-lucky guy. He's about 1.5 years old. He's a Rottie Shepherd mix, black, tan, and white. As I said, I've walked him many a times. He's a great dog to walk. He's kind of a tall, slender guy, but he walks very nicely on a leash. Apollo is gorgeous, reddish coat with a white face and legs, about 1 year old. He's very well behaved. He's his kennel clean, has a few exceptions, but, you know, that happens. Probably a pit and lab mix. Trumbo is with us, an awesome little dog, loves peanut butter. He's been featured on Facebook, got a lot of attention from that. He's about 11 months old now, black, white, tan with some white markings. We have Boog. Boog is a lab husky mix. He's white with a brown nose, curly tail, small ears that stick straight up. He's very unique, lots of energy, and around 3 years old. Spooky is our lab with the protruding eyes. When he gets excited, they kind of pooch out. And so it makes him look like he's scared, but that's just him. He's just unique in his own way. And he's about 1 year old. He's a lab, and he's a male. Lindy and Bindi, still with us. Sweet girls. They are good-looking dogs, 60 to 65 pounds. About 5 years old for Lindy, and Bindi's about 4. They are with this because they could not stay where they were living. They wouldn't stay in the fence that the owners had. So if they are some, you know, a dog that you might be interested in, you need to have an extra tall fence. Or I'm also thinking, too, maybe they just need more training and more exercise. Sometimes that keeps them content to stay at home. Richie is a year-and-a-half hound bird dog. I love Richie. This is a beautiful dog. He's white with some black markings with the tick markings doing. He's got that, oh, that good attitude that the bird dogs have. You know how they're laid back and they're sweet? That's him. Richie is, and he's so good looking. I'm surprised he's still with us, but he'll get there. He's just too good looking. Has the long black ears and the hound in him, I guess, but he sure is a sweetheart. And then we have one more dog on the list, and that's our chow that came in, Yuka. And she is gray in color and has the typical chow features with the curly tail, short hair on her face. She's around 5 years old, 40 to 45 pounds. We took her to the groomer because when she came in, she had all that undercoat that was starting to come out, and then it messed up. So we took her to a groomer, and she looked lovely. She's a good-looking dog. So Brad also wanted me to mention that sometimes chows get a bad rap, and he said, this little gal is a sweetheart. So I'm going to throw that out there also. So that's the group for today, and we're healthy and happy and warm at the shelter, but we'd like to have those same attributes in your house and not at the shelter. So if you're interested in anyone, give Brad a call, please, 620-252-6060. We're located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on the way to South Coffeyville. If you'd like to bring out a donation, leave it at the gate. If the gate happens to be closed, leave it at the front door. We will get it in and use it and be very thankful for that. Hours right now, I think I better just say you need to call ahead, because with this weather, we're going to do what's safe for our staff and we just don't want people coming out there and in bad weather if there's no need. So there we have it.
All right, sounds good. So great crew out there. But again, please give them a call, especially with these conditions, so they know that somebody will be out there. And again, hours are going to be a little wonky here for at least the next week or so. So, all right. Well, again, Becky, thank you so much for calling in today. We do appreciate it. Stay warm out there. Stay safe out there. And we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, you guys. Take care. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. We enjoy having her in every week. Okay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have one more guest on for a short amount of time. We're going to have Stephanie Breeze, the host of Remember When. We're going to talk about her show today coming up. Starting at 11 o'clock today, and we'll talk to her right after this break. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this cold day here in Southeast Kansas.